Hello.
What? It's Lindsay.
What's wrong?
Our editor. She's missing?
What?
Okay. I'll tell him. Okay, thanks. Lindsay's missing. I mean, how are we going to... Who's going to edit the show? How are we
going
to...
What is going on?
This is weird.
Guys, welcome into Totally Patriots. You could say there's some strange... things going on around here, and now our editor is Evan. She's literally missing.
She's literally missing.
Okay, we're gonna get on it.
Yeah, I'll try again.
You work that phone. Let's start the search party. Meantime, let's get into our first audible with Malcolm Mitchell. Anything?
Hello, guys. Where was she last seen?
Hi, my name is Malcolm Mitchell, number 19, right receiver for the New England Patriots. I'm from Valdosta, Georgia. I do have a ton of tattoos. My favorite would have to be the Batman. My favorite character since I was little. I actually have a childhood picture of me with the Batman ring on. I guess I loved him so much I wanted to see him forever. So that's how that happened. I love Harry Potter. I've read all 8 of them, including the new one. I do love the magic part. I loved it so much that I actually wrote a children's book of my own that involves magic. So Harry Potter had a big influence on me in general. My book is called The Magician's Hat. It's about kids really finding the love for reading through the magical world of a book.
All right, guys, clearly it's Halloween and I'm in this spirit. Silver Lake, you guys might have to do something next, but first, help me welcome Malcolm Mitchell, everybody.
Is this my seat?
Thank God, that's you, dude.
Okay.
I didn't want to be alone in this fox mask. Who's first? Who's up?
So this is your first year in the NFL, so yeah. How well have you adjusted from college football in Georgia to now?
I think I've... adjusted okay. It's been fun. A big challenge for sure, but it's always been a dream of mine to be in the NFL and to play for a great team like this. So, you know, I'm happy.
How do you keep up with such a demanding schedule?
How do I keep up with such a demanding schedule? Prioritize. I just pick out what's most important and try to handle it that way. That was a good question.
What do you do in your spare time? What kind of hobbies do you have?
Come hang out with y'all.
What's that, hanging out with us?
Yeah. No, I try to make sure I stay in shape. I do online shop. That's a bad habit.
Any shows?
I watch Game of Thrones.
Okay.
I actually read the books, too, so I kind of know what's going to happen. My favorite book series is Harry Potter, actually.
Guys.
First trilogy I read was... The Hunger Games. So, I read, obviously, so, yeah.
What's your favorite Halloween movie?
Halloween, Hocus Pocus.
Oh,
what do you mean?
Wow, that's fantastic.
Man. Yeah.
Favorite Sanderson sister?
I forgot their names, but of course the one that's not very smart. What's
her
name?
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yeah.
Hey, what was your favorite Halloween costume when you were younger? Little.
Power Rangers. I dressed up as the Red Power Ranger 1 year. I wanted to be Tommy. I forgot which color he was, though.
Tommy was the White Ranger.
Well, I wish I was that one. Because he had the most powers. And then he had the sword that could talk. Do you remember that?
No, I didn't watch it.
Do you have HBO Go? It's on there right now.
No, I don't have it.
Oh, okay.
Show us the Georgia tradition. Was there a chant, or was not?
Why they always put me on the spot like that?
I mean, we enjoy doing that here.
So this is how it goes. You have to join along. This is my first time doing it, so don't make me look bad. It's like go, and you join in. Then I say dogs, and you sick them and y'all bark.
This is gonna be dope. Here we go.
Are you ready? Just copy me. You ready? Go dog, sick them.
There it is. Our new Malcolm Mitchell. Big round of applause, guys.
Thank you.
Coming up on Totally Patriots, Expecto Patronum. Dion Lewis is our Patronus. Watch him cast a spell on Tilted. And it's Halloween on Totally Challenge. Find out if it's trick or treat for our rookie.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam Investments, a proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare, count us in. And by Pepsi, official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
How do you get from Bills cornerback Stephon Gilmore to Patriots safety Devin McCourty? Gilmore was teammates at South Carolina with former linebacker Devontae Halliman, who was teammates in high school with wide receiver Hakeem Nicks. Nicks played at North Carolina for coach Butch Davis, who coached Miami Hurricane receiver Andre Johnson. Johnson is currently on the Titans with cornerback Jason McCourty, who is the brother of Patriots safety Devin McCourty. And that's your 6 degrees.
All right, guys, so I think I might have an idea of where Lindsay is. But in the meantime, let's go check in with Dion Lewis. It's time for Tilted. So
good. What questions are you gonna ask so I could like kind of think or no?
Yeah.
You gotta help me out.
Just hear me?
Do I gotta like sit up straight or I could like lean back?
I have a ton of sneakers. I'm a big sneakerhead and I like what's on my feet to look nice, so I definitely need my sneakers. Favorite shoes? Oh, I got so many. Probably at least 100. I'll probably go Space Jam Jordan's. Probably my favorite shoes.
Who's that good-looking guy right there?
I think it's me. I didn't know I was this handsome. I'm really picky with food. If I don't like the way it looks, I won't eat it. Like, I don't eat sushi. I don't eat guacamole. I try to not always be on my phone as much as everybody else. I actually have all my notifications on my phone turned off. It will vibrate, but it wasn't popping on the screen. The only thing that pops up is, like, I miss a call or something. I think people get mad at me because I have my red receipts on my text messages. So sometimes I'll read them and not reply. People take that to the heart. I'm scared of dogs, actually. So that's why I got a dog, because I got bit by a pit bull when I was in 10th grade. So 4 years ago, I got a pit bull when he was 6 weeks. So I wouldn't be scared of any dogs. I'm a huge Harry Potter fan. I watch all the movies and I read all the books. Wingardium Leviosa. Yeah, Harry Potter. I think I might get a tattoo right here, a scar. But I don't think Bill will like that.
I swear these lights keep flashing on and off. I don't know what is going on. It's like somebody's trying to speak to me. Either that or it's just an electrical surge. I don't know. Let's go with that. Let's hope it's just an electrical surge, just a power thing, just a science issue. You can explain everything with science, right? Here to explain Newton's first law of motion is Professor Fritz in How They Do. See? They are blinking.
Professor Fritz.
Hello, Professor Fritz here. Hey, I'm getting ready for the big day. You like my costume? You know, Sir Isaac Newton helped define gravity, what it is and how to calculate it, and by now you should be pros. Now we're moving on to motion. Isaac Newton's theory of motion has three laws. The first, and our focus for today, states that an object at rest will stay at rest unless acted upon by an unbalanced force. An object in motion will stay in motion unless acted upon by an unbalanced force. Unbalanced, in this case, means one that is not canceled out by an opposing force. Sounds simple. Well, you could try this at home. Take a cup, put a piece of paper on top, and put a coin on top of the paper. And then pull the paper out quickly. The coin drops straight down. Why? Because the resting object, the coin, wants to stay at rest. Since it is not acted upon by anything other than gravity, it drops straight down, still in its resting position. Now, pull the card out slowly. See how the coin stays on top? Nothing up my sleeve. Similarly, an object in motion will stay in motion. Watch Gronk here. With a ball and a wide open field, he keeps running, completely unopposed, until he chooses to stop in the end zone. Gronk or any other runner in motion stays in motion unless acted upon by an unbalanced force. And in the case of football, and especially the case of Gronk, that force is usually a member of the opposing team's defense. I'm Professor Fritz, and happy Halloween! See you later.
Coming up on Totally Patriots, join Gerard Mayo as he breaks down the nickel defense in Totally Playbook. And Malcolm Mitchell kills it when he puts on his dancing shoes in Totally Challenge.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam Investments. You, your advisor, and Putnam, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Ace Ticket, the official fan travel partner of the Patriots. For information, call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. And by Pepsi, official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Hey there. We want to help you stay totally fit today. I'm going to give you some ideas on what you can do while you're watching your favorite TV show. First thing you can do is find a wall. You can do a wall sit, or you can grab your chair and start doing some squats. If you have access to a stationary bike or a treadmill, you can get on one of those while you're watching. Most importantly, stay off that couch. Any activity while you watch will keep you fit and healthy.
So Ashley left me a note that she was coming in here to check out this place, although I don't see her anywhere. It's getting a little bit spooked out, a little bit weird. It's kind of scary out here. Not as scary, though, as what we have right now for Malcolm Mitchell in this week's Totally Challenge.
Guys, this place is
very
creepy.
Ashley? Is that you?
It's time now for Totally Challenge. Here's your host, Ashley.
All right, guys, let's put Malcolm Mitchell up to the ultimate test. It's time for Truth or Challenge. You know, maybe odds be ever in your favor, as they say. Tristan, kick it off.
Truth or challenge?
Ooh.
Let's go truth first.
What is the worst gift that you've ever received?
So I'm really into technology, so I kind of advance as the technology advances, right? So one year I received a picture as a gift. I thought it was so bad because what am I going to do with a picture? You know, I don't really frame pictures. I just keep them in my phone. I don't need a hard copy of a picture. I thought that gift was so bad because it was somebody young that gave it to me.
Truth or challenge?
Challenge.
Yes. Do the thriller dance.
The thriller dance.
Oh, yeah.
Only if you do it with me.
There's two pairs of glasses separated.
Oh, my God. Do we have the music?
Oh, we got the music.
Which one do you want?
Red. Who has the music?
Can we turn it up a little bit?
I don't know how to do it with
me either. We're just gonna improv.
What's the thriller?
There it is. There it is. Yeah.
That's all I got.
Honestly, that's all I know too.
Okay.
That's it. Good job, guys. Ooh, that was good. All right, here we go, last one.
Truth or challenge?
Challenge. I hope it's what I...
Do the jelly bean challenge. Oh, one tastes good and one tastes bad.
Yes, so...
Oh, so we gotta hand them out.
Wait. Oh, can I hand them out?
Oh, yeah, there we go.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my. So y'all take one.
So some taste good and some taste bad.
That one looks bad. That one looks decent. Oh, you definitely taking one. Yeah.
If you just got handed a cup, come to the front so we can see. We want facial reactions. Oh, just, yeah, stand around. There we go. You have one, right?
Yeah.
On the count of three.
Here we go.
One, two, three.
Mine's grass, but it's not bad.
What was yours?
Mine was like mint or something.
Oh.
Toothpaste.
Toothpaste.
Yeah. Yeah, toothpaste. Mine's grass, but I don't mind it.
I don't know what it is. It's really
it might be like brownie or something.
Oh, if that was a brown one, it's dog food. You just told me. It's not me.
You ate dog food.
Good job, guys.
Look at that.
All right, guys. Give it up one more time. Malcolm Mitchell, everybody.
Thank you.
Guys, this place is very creepy. I'm all by myself. There's no light, and it's really, really dark. I'm scared, and how am I ever going to find Lindsay in here? It's so scary. In the meantime, let's let Gerard Mayo shed some kind of light on the nickel and dime packages in this week's Totally Playlist.
It's your boy Gerard Mayo, and we're back again to talk a little football. We're talking defensive personnel. I'm so excited today. We're going to talk about regular defense, nickel and dime. So regular defense, that's your traditional 4-3 front or 3-4 front going against 21 personnel, 12 personnel. So now this pass happy offense, you have to negate this somehow. And what do you do? What do good coaches do? They bring an extra DB on the field. So when you bring this extra DB on the field, obviously, you have to take either the Will, Mike, or Sam out of the game. So now the names change, right? So now you have a Money, a Mac, and a Star. So essentially, your Money is your Sam linebacker, most of the time lined up to the tight end. Your Mac or your Mike is in the middle of the formation. And your Star is a Will. Why is he a Will? He's a DB. He's a little smaller. He's not tied up with the tight end all the time. So your Star is your extra defensive back. So now when an offensive coordinator is like, you know what? We're going to bring another receiver out there. What does the defensive coordinator do? All right, we'll bring another defensive back, another fast guy, and we'll leave one linebacker on the field. So now your Money all of a sudden becomes a defensive back. Your Mac is traditionally your linebacker, and your Star is a DB, and obviously your corners and your safety. It's all about personnel, how many DBs are in the game, how many linebackers are in the game, dime, nickel, regular, whatever it is, you have to be able to deal with what the offense is throwing at you.
Bose, players, song of the week.
I'm Trey Jackson, and my go-to song of the week is Lifestyles by Young Thug. The main reason I like this song is because he's talking about different obstacles he went through in this song, different things that he had to face to get to where he's at right now. And that's my go-to song of the week.
What is this place?
I have no idea, but it's a little scary.
It's a little scarier than the side ponytail, if I'm being honest. Scrunchy alert.
I like the side ponytail, although I'm not sure about this place. It is a little freaky. Did you find Lindsay?
Oh, probably should have told you guys that a little bit sooner. Missing, stuck in traffic, all the same. She was in Foxborough on her way here. Lots of traffic, but we're good to go. The show is on. I know.
Oh, sorry. Now I almost wish she was missing after that. Putting
not in this place.
That. Yeah, not here. Freaky. Ashley, we had a big win last week. I'm excited about that. We're going to leave you with some top plays from Pittsburgh. What are we going to do now?
I don't know. I don't know how we're going to get out of here. We might be missing next week. Strange.
He's a wrecking ball. They can't cover him right now. The Pittsburgh Steelers give the best tight end, not in football, but in the history of football, free release again down the left side.
gives to Blunt. Big hole left side. Gets outside to the 50. LeGarrette to the 45 of Pittsburgh. Quarterback in the gun, takes the snap, dropping back, pocket squeezing down, throws it to the right side for Brown, picked off by Butler. Malcolm Butler leaping in the end zone, takes it away for the Patriots. It's a touchback.
Heck of a play by Malcolm Butler.
Third down and two from the Steeler 18. Wide in the backfield, hands on knees off Brady's left hip. Don extends the hands, takes the snap. Backs up, sets up a screen left for James White. A lot of room to run to the 15, cuts it right to the 10, to the 5, into the end zone. Third and seven for the Patriots from the Pittsburgh 36. Tom throws down the left seam for Gronkowski. Catching stride past the 5. Into the end zone. He takes a Steeler defender on the way to a touchdown, Patriots.
Finally,